Quiet, please. Let's get our space.
Good afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for coming to the meeting out of your day and to support the community. And it's been a while since we've had elections. And so welcome, everybody, and also in 2016. My name is Sage Grewal, and I've been serving as chair the last 3 years. And in opening, I would like to thank the community and everybody for your support, especially here on the board. In my absence here as well, and in opening it from my heart, I would also like to give respect to Dion Kamathi and raise his name. And Dion Kamathi for Zente and for his support for all people. And so we'll begin with a roll call. I am going to be, I'll take it from the Pacifica website at this time. I don't have a roster with me. So I'm going to start with our from the list of the staff into the, just going to go all the way up the list. Ali Lessa?
Present.
Steve Pride?
Here.
Dej, it's me. Maggie Lapique?
Here.
Fernando Velasquez?
Here.
Reza Poor? Here. Ariana Gladney?
Here.
Charles Fredericks?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Leslie Fox?
Here.
Christian Beck?
Here.
Lydia Brasson?
She's coming. She's spoken.
Okay, Lydia, I see you in the building. Mm-hmm. Roberta Eldman?
I'm here.
Eidman? Oh, sorry. Steve Kaiser?
Here.
Mansoor Sabah?
Aki.
Myla Raisin?
Here.
Sharon Brown?
Here.
Kenneth Aaron?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Everybody is present. We have. Anybody? Can I miss anybody? Apologize. Okay. So all present, including Lydia. So that skips item number 1B. And so timekeeper, Steve Pride has basically volunteered.
I volunteered.
Okay.
We got one.
Yes, yeah, we got. Thank you. Got a visual as well.
Just a point of order here, I think because we're all new that there should be two timekeepers, one for the agenda and one for people speaking. So, does that make sense? Yeah, I move that Steve Kaiser and Steve Pride share the timekeeping, one for the agenda. Steve, can you do the agenda items?
Okay, and Joseph.
Okay.
Can you say how much time to give to us?
It's on the agenda.
Oh, it's on our program? Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion?
It's unanimous.
Thank you. Thank you. New board members' instructions. Well, sure we can conduct ourselves well and get to business. And make sure we have the door. We go to the election for Chair Pro Tem.
May I have four?
Can we quickly discuss what our time limit is for speaking?
10 minutes on the election for chair.
Oh, no, no. For speaker, for individual speakers, I 90 seconds per speaker. 90
seconds, then.
90 seconds per speaker. Is there an objection to that?
Okay. Yeah, four. I'd like to propose that we change agendas from the one that was handed out to
set that has. Could everyone please use a microphone?
Speaking of the mic, please.
Okay. I move that we change agendas from the agenda that we're currently using to the set of agendas that to the agenda that Roberta Elden has and will be handing out.
Second.
No, that's against Brown. That's a violation of Brown. You'd actually have to turn around and post that agenda at least 24 hours outside the building that you have in the meeting. You can't change the agenda.
Agenda is always the
body. Would you please be quiet?
Remember to...
Okay, I thought we...
Hand them out. It's probably easier to learn. I'm sorry. And give me a step.
Thank you.
Did the chair accept the change of agenda, sir?
There shouldn't someone take notes, even to the formal secretary, right off the bat, retroactively.
I second Fred's motion.
Everybody has
to call for quiet in the audience.
I have a question to the community. Is there somebody in the meantime who can volunteer to take secretary notes, please?
Jamie?
I will take notes.
And your name?
A couple.
Yes, Jamie Gomez. First.
If there are other volunteers to take secretary notes?
Point of order, Madam Chair. Could you announce the temporary secretary on the mic?
Your name?
Jamie Gomez.
Mr. Jamie Gomez?
Thank you.
I don't know if that's an improved person or body, but that's a volunteer for the community. So, in his interpretation.
We're getting feedback here on the microphones. It ain't bouncing on this table. Turning the audio down.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we have
called a question on the motion on the agenda.
On the agenda.
I need a second to second. You're asking me. This is we had it in the years that I've chaired. When you present something, a new motion in the front, and you're allowed to be accepted over here, also per the request that the motion be handed to the board prior, so people can review what's being passed around. It would be appropriate that I would get a minute to be able to review it. Thank you.
Are there copies
of the audience,
please?
Madam Chair? I have a question for the body here, if I may. The total minutes here are 195 minutes. That's 120 minutes for the LSB meeting, 75 for the delegates meeting. But we have a resumption of the LSB meeting, presumably at about 4:15. So the total is more than 195 minutes. Is that correct?
We
No, it includes the resumption part.
The 75 minutes includes the resumption part?
The 120 minutes includes the resumption part.
So the 195 minutes total includes the resumption part.
I'm sorry, did somebody second it? Are we in?
Yes.
So my comment is I don't see any public comments.
It didn't disperse there.
Public comments are it's essentially the same agenda with some minor timeline changes.
But my question is, it was concerned with body is that one has a pro tem as to chair the meeting, and the other one then I'll be chairing.
Question for the chair. The agenda, I believe, calls for you to chair until the new chair is elected. If you don't want to, we can elect a pro
tem. Okay, because that wasn't on here. I thought that was the next item to elect a pro tem chair. But I didn't see that on this one, which is...
It's not on there.
Yeah. So it's not on here. So that's the only thing I'm wondering about for the best part.
The assumption is you're going to chair until...
I'm with the Tejri Grewal be pro tem chair until we elect.
So that's the next one, but in order to move on to that next item, that means on this agenda. So this agenda is fine, and I'll go ahead and work with this one.
No.
That's the next item.
The next item is...
So well, there's a motion on the floor to add this agenda.
Yes.
But this one doesn't talk about a pro tem chair. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying for a pro tem chair, there is no option for a vote on a pro tem chair.
What I was saying is the agenda doesn't call for a pro tem chair. You're the chair.
Until the new chair.
You're the outgoing chair until the new chair is elected. So you are the chair.
Is there any objection to the change of agenda? To the proposed agenda? The motion that's been seconded?
It's all the meeting
seconded.
Is there copies for the public?
No.
I call the question.
I don't mind giving my copy to the public.
So there's no objection to this new agenda here?
No.
Okay, so we move forward with this agenda. Okay. So please, we'll be following this one, the public.
Are there more copies?
Yes.
I can take your copy.
Here's another one.
Here's one.
Thank you.
Keep that one. Okay.
You said yes.
I'll be trying to
Any more copy?
So, in this, then, I just want to go through the checklist real quick. We've done roll call. Ground rules for communication. Please raise your hand.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And raise it so if I can't hear the voice, that I need to see the hand. My eyes need extension. We have timekeeper. Okay, so now then with this, we should be at item number 1E, which is agenda approval.
Are there any changes to the new agenda?
Yes. I move that on C on all of these two C the chair, the vice chair, etc. That instead of having 2 minutes questions, that the questions be limited to 1 minute. It's a question.
Second. Is there any objection to 2 minutes per speaker, to 1 minute per speaker for nominees?
For questions. Answers can be 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No objection.
Okay, no objection. Okay, so it's a 1 minute. Are there any other proposed amendments? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I so move.
Second.
Is there any objection? agenda approved as amended? So we're at item number 2A, chair nominations from the floor.
Go ahead.
Chair nominations. Oh. I nominate Sharon Brown for chair.
Also, for nominations, we don't need a second, so the nominations will just take it.
I second the nomination of Sharon Brown.
You don't need a second.
You don't need a second.
Nominated Mike Pinovi.
Are there any other nominations for chair? One nomination.
Call the question. Well, I call the question. There's only one question. Any questions?
Would you like to make a statement?
Madam Chair, is that the vice chair? Who's that sitting next to you?
He's
what office? Is that an office?
No.
This table is not for office.
It's the only open seat.
Whole round thing, just because the table has seats available and different chairs. It's a whole
group. There's enough seats.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Are you recognizing me? Yes, thank you. I move that we approve Sharon Brown as chair by acclamation, since there are no other nominees.
I would like to hear, I think she deserves to be able to speak as well.
Okay.
So I think we should, if that's okay, so you can let the community know, make your statement, and
we should elect her, and then she can have her statement.
No.
Let her make her statement.
Say something before you elect her. Right.
Sure.
Take it out.
Thank you all. Again, my name is Sharon Brown, and thank you all for your vote of confidence and support. I'm an attorney. I've been an auditor for a CPA firm in the past. I was also a bankruptcy attorney for many years, so I think that I will bring leadership to this board. I look forward to working with you all. I look forward to leading us into maybe a different paradigm. I hope that we can all work together in harmony and get spirit. And I just am really here for one reason only. My primary and only reason for being here is to make sure that we save KPFK and bring it back to its days of glory. KPFK is a national treasure that we cannot afford to lose. So I'm here to work in unison with everyone here. I hope that we can, again, work in good spirit and in harmony. And this is Sunday. We could all be doing a lot of things with our free time. Let's have fun, let's work together, and let's get the job done.
Thank you. I would like to, I do have a question for the candidate, if I can. What is your connection and communication and dedication to the mission statement of Pacifica and with the community and the work to bridge education through radio media to the community? How is your
staff? I should add that I'm actually a small business owner. I publish educational textbooks and curriculum programs. They're utilized by colleges all over the nation. So my primary responsibilities is education. So I think that that meshes well with the mission of KPFK. And I look forward to making sure that KPFK is an educational instrument for disbursement of information. So I look forward to that, and I think that, you know, working within the bylaws and the mission and the goals of KPFK, that we those two things will mesh well together.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
Since there are no other nominees, I move that we accept Sharon Brown as our chair by acclamation.
Second.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, congratulations.
Okay.
information. Since there's public comment, 5 minutes on here, we won't allow public comment at this point.
The agenda has been approved, so, I mean, that's
the comment was supposed to be before the election, so.
May I make a comment? I would like to thank Tish for for being the chair for 3 years and passing the baton to Sharon.
Thank you. Next order of business is nominations for vice chair. I'll take nominations for vice chair. Ken?
I nominate Roberta Eidman for vice chair.
Second?
I second. Just practicing.
Other nominations for vice chair?
First need her center.
No other nominations for vice chair? You have?
I nominated Fernando Velasquez.
Fernando? Okay. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
He has to accept or decline.
Do you accept?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an error nomination.
Another nomination?
Charles Fredericks.
Charles, you accept it?
Yes.
Okay. So we have 3 nominations for vice chair. Any other nominations? I'm going to need someone who's sitting here for me, taking notes, preferably Jamie. If you could, we're going to have to. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Okay.
I'll sit here and keep the staff.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I?
Let's move some people around.
Raise it, please.
I'm sorry.
Would you like a parliamentarian?
Yes. If I could have someone volunteer to be parliamentarian, please.
Do we nominate that person?
No. They'll give you a special assignment to the chair.
Tom?
He just stepped out to the restroom. He'll be right back. I think he would like to do that.
Okay. I just need someone to keep staff, keep order, and help me with the, because we have renomination. Okay, were they? Thank you.
Just getting paper. Charles Fredericks.
Okay.
So, nominee statements. Have them each make a statement. Roberta, Fernando, and Charles. Okay, so since there are no more nominations, we're going to close the nominations. We're going to have do candidate statements now. We're going to have to give each candidate 2 minutes, and we're going to start with Roberta Eidman. Is it 1 minute? I'm sorry.
We changed it.
No, it was 2 minutes.
2 minutes for a candidate statement.
Hello, my name is Roberta. I did my first term on the board. I have a long-standing commitment to KPNK, but also bigger progressive values. We had a question a minute ago about the mission statement and how we would address that. And I think our mission statement as a diverse, cultural, progressive, and an education resource for something much bigger than just playing news and current events. It's the big picture of the world we want to live in. And I really was animated and would like to see that. Professionally, my background was mostly information technology, working with finance and banking systems. I even did some auditing in finance, so I am aware of financials, and had my own consulting practice and managed my own books. I also had several years as an educator in LAUSD in the adult education division. And one of my favorite things that I love to teach any adult that I can is to introduce them to the idea of worker-owner co-ops.
All right. Thank you, Roberta. Yes. Next, Fernando Velasquez. 10-minute statement. You get 2 minutes.
My identification with Pacifica Radio goes back over 30 years, and throughout the time I had the opportunity to get familiarized and acquainted with what the network stands for and the important role that it plays in our communities. From the first day that I arrived with the APFK back in 79 to this day, I stand for the same reason, for KPFK to become a form of university, a form of a school, and entertainment for all people, to make sure that no one gets left out of the dinner table. And that's what I'm here to attempt to do, hopefully with your assistance.
Thank you, Fernando. Charles
Frederick,
you have a 4-2-minute
time
statement.
My name is Charles Frederick. I'm a member of the Southern California Federation of Scientists, core planning member of Democratic Socialists of America, Los Angeles, and the Convergence Storms Action Network. I believe that KPFK is a very good resource that is at its best when it recognizes and respects the contributions of all the members of our community. But to fulfill its mission, it really needs to be able to respond in a better way than it has been of late, and I'm talking about going back in the last few years, to questions of income inequality and global climate change, which is going to basically destroy the economic viability of all our communities, starting with those most vulnerable first. And I've learned a lot from all the people in this room. Many of you I've heard on the air at various times, and otherwise talked to you privately and learned a lot about the history of KPFK. Back in 2000, I was participating in that struggle to maintain the station in a course where I felt it needed to go rather than be another kind of public affairs station like NPR. So I have a lot to learn in terms of the rules of running this body, but I am a fast learner. I can hit the ground running. And if you would honor me with your vote, then I'd be most appreciative. I respect both the other candidates and think that they are both very strong candidates as well. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Charles. Okay, that concludes candidate statements. We'll now move to the board questions to the candidates. Two questions to each candidate or nominee, two minutes per. One minute. I'm sorry, we made that change. And then the nominee will get two minutes to respond. So questions for, let's start, we'll just do them in the same order. Actually, does the board have any questions for Roberta Eidman? Brett?
My question is actually for all three candidates, and I wanted to ask what experience they have in chairing board meetings and running an organization.
We'll start with Roberta.
I have served on nonprofit boards before, several years with AIDS Project Los Angeles. There I chaired, was not on the executive committee of that, but I was on planning and other service committees and did share them as necessary. I also can moderate things like focus groups and forums, because in my business life, there were many times project plans and schedules and even merger activities had to be sort of integrated. So I am to the best of my ability, used to coordinating input from a lot of different sources.
Thank you. Fernando?
I have had the opportunity to work with several community organizations. I'm quite familiar with the procedures, and I'm prepared to handle them anytime you ask me to.
Thank you, Fernando. Charles?
Yeah. Can you reduce the volume a little?
It's Abram sitting there.
Abram.
Which one's the volume?
It was hard to hear Fernando. Maybe we could hear his response again since the audio was so poor.
Fernando, would you like to respond again?
Not so close.
Keep the mic maybe a little bit away from your mouth.
Yeah. I have had the opportunity to work with several community organizations. I'm quite familiar with the procedures at KPFK Local Session Board. I have been a member before, and I'm prepared to respond to this board needs whenever I'm asked to do so.
Thank you.
I've been a part of community actions since the early 70s. In that process, I've become quite familiar with Robert's Rules of Order, not as familiar perhaps as the people who have served on this board or who have served on other boards in the past. That's my response to that.
Thank you. Any other questions from the board for the nominees? Michael
Snovit. Thank you. I have a question for all the nominees. What role do you feel you could play as the vice chair to make sure that the board works together collegially and cooperatively to fulfill our responsibilities?
Thank you for the question. We'll start with Charles.
I think it boiled beyond the Robert's rules, which are designed to help ensure that people respect each other's common periods. I think there's also a sense of trying to remain above the fray or uncommitted to one particular point of view that opposes all others. So obviously the most beneficial form of decision making is consensus. That's not always achievable, but I think it's a goal we should strive for, and that mutual respect is a strong part of that.
Thank you, Charles. Fernando?
I feel that the vice chair as well as the chair, their role is to try their very best to be as impartial as possible, to be the sort of a traffic manager of ideas, to make sure that all parties and all forces are included and accepted as part of the building a consensus in a group.
Thank you. Fernando, Roberta?
Yes, obviously consensus is the very best. And the best way I have found to ever do that is to really be open to let them be heard and to participate and to keep the meeting on track with times and not meandering and having a clear agenda. I also see myself on the governance committee because it's traditionally a role for either chair or vice chair to assist in that, and I would work hand in glove with our chair to make sure we have a good, clear, inclusive agenda that really reflected all the suggestions and kept us on the time deadlines as well. So if we can keep our meetings flowing and have good working committees, I think that is a good step in the right direction, but we all will have different opinions.
Wonderful. Thank all of the nominees for their questions. I think we're done. That was two questions per candidate.
So I move that we have public comments.
Yeah. So public comments next. Under public comments, we have 5 minutes, 1 minute each. Do we have any comments?
I'm happy to hear the concern about consensus, because Robert's rules should be a fallback, if anything. It shouldn't be primary how to do things. In the absence of consensus, I would hope we fall back on mediation as against acrimony internally, which you've had much of in the past, years or going to the legal means. So I would urge, I would ask and urge the candidates, if they're amenable to resorting to mediation in the absence of consensus as against other means.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Rodrigo Agueta, and I just want to wish you the best for these upcoming terms that you're going to have. I was a local station board member and a national member, so this is the way to do things, through elections and democratic processes. So we hope you will do the best for the foundation. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Next. Any more public comments? Come up.
Well, I'd like to welcome the new members of the board. That's in November, I wrote a letter to the National Election Supervisor, and I was disturbed that the paid programmers were saying, implying that the Grassroots Coalition was responsible for the financial crisis. And she wrote me back that I should fill out a form that was on the website, and I did so. It took me several hours to write the letter, the email, several more hours to fill out the form. And she wrote me back, and I'm sorry, when I filled out the form, the website said that I've received some notification as to her decision about my complaint. I never received any response.
Sure.
Time.
Thank you for your comment. Next.
In the future,
thank you.
It'd be real nice if you could let people.
Thank you. Time. Thank you. We appreciate your comment.
I want to welcome all the members of the board. I do wish that you would be representing the demographics of LA. Unfortunately, you probably represent the demographics of our listeners, and that's one of our problems. I believe Tej is the youngest person here. I believe that Fernando and Lydia are the only Latinos that, and if it wasn't for our staff members, we would have even less diversity here. So I do hope that in the next election, we change things enough that we start appealing to the demographic of Los Angeles, and that our board will look more like that demographic. But I do welcome you and hope that you all work together well. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Well, we're on. Any more public comments? Where are we with time?
Steve, are you keeping track of the time for this agenda item? Steve Kyler,
time.
Am I supposed to do the individual
time? No. We're 5 minutes of the whole public comment.
Where are we?
That was the latest 4 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Any comment?
Do we have another comment?
Public comment?
Yep. Yes.
Where?
Thank you.
1 minute. Excellent.
1 minute. Here's the time. Right here.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Wow. This is fascinating. A malaise came over me today. Maybe that's the reason why I couldn't get up early enough to come here. We're 97% of all of you comprising the center right have taken over this board. Let's see how we proceed from all your rhetoric BS over time. The left simply could not overcome. So here you are, and let's see what happens.
Thank you.
All right, we're out.
Terry Goodman will be the election teller. Explain the election.
Okay, since there is a single office to be filled,
The bylaws say that this will be an IRV election. In Pacifica, on any election, you can vote for multiple candidates, but you have to rank them in order. And then if your first choice is eliminated, your ballot might go to the next choice, depending on how many candidates and such. So in this election, you'll be given a blank piece of paper on which you'll want to write the candidate name. It would be nice if we had a whiteboard so that you'd know how they're spelled, but maybe during the election we'll say those names multiple times.
They have names.
Oh, and we have these.
Well, there's also name tags in front of each person here.
Okay, so you should get in the habit of, when you do a ballot, placing a number next to the candidate name corresponding to your ranking, with one being your most preferred candidate. In the event that a ballot is received with multiple names and no rankings, we'll interpret that ballot to be top to bottom, your order of preference. So the top candidate will be where your ballot will first go. And then when we do the actual tally, you get more familiar with how it works and how instant runoff happens. That's where, even if nobody gets a majority on the first round, it's possible to continue with the current ballots in order to find out who is elected.
Terry, what does IRV stand for?
IRV stands for instant runoff voting, and it is a kind of a subcategory of the single transferable voting that was used to elect you all.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Terry.
Do we have ballots?
Okay, we're going to distribute the ballots now for the vice chair position. Thank you.
Do we have to put three names, or we can just...
You can vote for as many people as you like. You can even vote for nobody. Also, under the parliamentary rules, you have a right to vote for someone who hasn't even been nominated. And when you finish, complete your ballot, fold it in half, and optionally, once again, covering your vote.
So half and then half again?
Yes. Or quarters. Either way, first thing that happens is they get them counted and then unfolded.
And do you have to vote for more than one candidate? Or
you don't have to vote for even one.
Right. No, you can rank as many candidates as you like or none.
Terry?
Is there anyone who did not get a ballot? Who is authorized to vote?
All right.
Okay.
Hold your ballot up.
Anybody have a hat?
There's a.
All right.
Actually, I have a better one.
I have a question. Are we used to have in the future the same procedures? I know before we would have a number that would indicate how many ballots are distributed.
We got procedures here.
He's going to count the number of ballots.
The ballot number. Okay.
It's not necessary. I guess so. Good. We have
white.
Oh, that's
Or can I, sorry, here's a pen. Here's a,
Also, in this kind of election, a majority is going to win.
Okay,
do you need somebody to like?
Somebody can watch it.
Order, guys.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 ballots.
Wow, that's everybody.
Correct. And this is one office.
Okay. Roberta. Charles. Roberta. Roberta. Charles. Fernando. Roberta.
No, that's because somebody said the losing people might want to apply for secretary.
Charles.
Got away.
Roberta. Charles. Roberta. 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 Fernando. Roberta. Charles.
Oh, I see there.
They're out of order. For Roberta, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. For Charles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For Fernando, 2. Roberta is elected.
Roberta Eitman, now our vice chair. I'm going to ask Roberta to please take this seat. Thank you.
You're welcome. You want the next round?
Yeah.
I do. You didn't even announce the threshold. The threshold is 13. This is something you wanted?
Roberta,
is
this yours?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so let's move on to the floor is now open for nominations for treasurer. Any nominations?
Okay.
Mansour?
Now I want to nominate Fred for the treasurer.
Second?
That's Fred Blair. Okay.
Yes.
Any other nominations for treasurer?
Give it 40
minutes. No other nominations?
Nominate Ariana.
I'm sorry, Fred, did you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Ariana declined. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? All right, the nominations for treasurer are now closed.
I move that we accept Fred as treasurer.
Well, he has a statement first.
Oh, all right.
Okay, let's hear your questions. Fred's statement, nominee statement. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, very good. Well, I thank people for nominating me, and so I think people have a right to know a little bit about me. I've served on the KPFK.
Let's keep it down, guys.
I've served on the KPFK local station board for 5 years now. I've been on the local finance committee for all those 5 years. I've also served at the national level on the national audit committee for 4 years, I believe, maybe five. And I've been the chair of the national audit committee for 3 years. So I have been involved in finances within Pacifica for the last 4 years at a fairly high level. My background is that I'm basically an electronics engineer and computer engineer. I've got a degree in physics and minor in mathematics. I don't have a professional background in finances, but I have the prerequisite skills, being able to manipulate spreadsheets and use those to understand what's going on. So I think I have the background for this job. I think 90% of the job is really just having the energy to put the effort in to find out the information you need to find out. I view philosophically this job as I'm basically a servant of this board. I serve at the pleasure of this board. If the board is not happy with the work products that I produce, the information that I get for them, I will allow the board to replace me.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, now we'll have questions from the board. 2 questions from the board. Anyone have questions for Fred? Question
for Fred?
No? All right, let's move on.
There's
no questions?
Move that we see Fred by acclamation.
Yes.
Public comment.
Public comment. Okay, we have 5 minutes for public comment, 1 minute per. Are there any public comments?
Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman. I am happily termed out. I've done this for 6 years now. And I want to welcome all the new people. I'm happy to see so many of you, and congratulations to the new officers. I am not surprised to see the negative comments about our new candidates, and I hope that we can start very soon, stop eliminating the race baiting and ageism that really does nothing to really move forward on the Pacifica mission statement. What we need to do is treat the listeners we have with the respect that they have treated us for all these years by donating to us. And I hope the general manager finds out a way to send out the premiums for which they have paid for up to a year. Soon.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Luis Garcia Ivans. Congratulations to the board. The factionalism that's been happening here at KPFK has got to stop. And it's going to be your responsibility now to see if you can handle this responsibility with maturity. Now, I have a complaint to start off, okay? I was on the air on January 7th. It was a call-in program. Alan Minsky, the program director, and it's the Lawyers Guild. I asked a question, I made comments, and only Jim Lafferty was the one that responded. Minsky didn't say a word, okay? Now, the problem is this. When I tried to listen to myself on the archives,
10 seconds.
It was cut out. It was edited out. And I'm going to send an email to all of you people to so you know what this is about. And I'm going to be looking to see if you...
Thank you, Tom.
Mexican American.
Thank you for your comment. You. Next.
Finish a sentence, for Christ's sake. Because of all the misunderstandings and controversies about financial reporting, I would just like to understand from the treasurer what the relationship of the treasurer to the CFO is, and is the treasurer dependent on the CFO's information, and if so, does the treasurer report to the board on its adequacy or inadequacy? And I would yield the balance of my time for an answer.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you, Don.
How much time do we have left in the 5 minutes?
One. Okay, 37 seconds.
Well, with that three comments, we have room for two more.
Okay.
Thank you. So let's see how we proceed. The existing programming at KPFK, there has been no existing programming review for a long time. Beyond that, nation network-wide, there are five mandatory Spanish language programming that must be adhered to since 2011 PMB orders, rules, motion. It's been worked out across the network. I am hoping that this new board does its best to work with the general manager to make sure that it makes, that it gets inserted into the new grid, hopefully, because we need to preserve new programming, expand programming, revamp existing programming grid, and these 5 hours are mandatory, and every station is working diligently to make sure that takes place. So Alan Minsky, the general manager, must be working with this immediately.
Wonderful. Thank you for your comment. All right. Let's move on.
Do I have a motion? One more.
There's one more?
No, I think our 5 minutes is up.
I'll answer. The relationship between the treasurer and the CFO of Pacifica, the CFO is a management position that is basically hired and fired by the board of directors. The treasurer, the local treasurer of the LSP, is a governance position. Basically, my function as treasurer will be to collect financial information and provide it in a summarized form for the board. And plus the treasurer also sits on the National Finance Committee with nine other people. All five treasurers from the five stations sit on the National Finance Committee, and there are five directors, one from each station, that sit on the National Finance Committee. And the chair of the National Finance Committee is a director specified in the bylaws and is known as the treasurer of the board of directors.
Wonderful. Thank you, Fred.